the Kisan rally, the massive one from Punjab to Haryana, to an attempt to get into Delhi. Delhi's borders were sealed off today, and there were dramatic scenes as thousands of farmers tried to enter the national capital. The police fortified Delhi against farmers. There were concrete barricades, barbed wire, thousands of police were deployed. Dilli Chalo was the name of the march called by several farmer groups. In Haryana, farmers were tear gassed and they faced water cannons as well. The police in Delhi and Haryana warned farmers to call off their march to Delhi. The riot police targeted protesters near Ambala. Farmers tossed barricades over a bridge near Ambala. You saw imagery of that a few moments back and they pushed through. Thousands of farmers have been marching to Delhi from not just Punjab and Haryana, but other states as well. They are demanding a rollback of the center's recent farm laws. My colleague Ghazali has been tracking all of these developments. He was reporting from the center of some of these protests. This is his report.
The farmers are still, they are moving away from the barricade, but certainly they are not going to leave this spot. Because since yesterday, they were anticipating that the government or the Haryana government will use all sort of tricks to keep them away from the border areas. Despite all the warnings, despite using tear gas shells or water cannon, farmers are still in the front row. You see all in front removing, trying their level best to remove all these barricades. And it is only going to get shriller by the time if the government continues with this force. Like in no other protest you would see that farmers or any protester braving this water cannon in this chilly weather. This is what is happening here right now. They have lifted all the barricades here. Protesters are joining in. They will drop it into the river. And this is police is just a mute spectator. They don't want to. There it goes. So almost 4 or 5 barricades have been dropped. And now the water cannon vehicle is moving towards the farmers and protesters, or the farmers you say, they are still on the bridge, they are still raising slogans, raising their flags. They are not going to leave the bridge, they are not going to go back to their villages since this program or this protest march was planned in a month in advance. And they are taking long targets till the end of the bridge to target the protesters so that they should leave the entire bridge. Initially we saw that farmers forced the cops to move backwards. Now the Haryana police now taking the lead, charging towards the farmers with their water cannon vehicle. So maybe more number of farms since in the last half an hour, certainly the number of farmers have increased. Tear gas shells are now being used, but the entire bridge on Chambu border right now is... So now tear gas shells on the protesters right here. Tear gas shells, protesters is still not budging away from the bridge. So heavy tear gas shelling right now going on this Chambu bridge, and the negotiations are going on. Haryana police officials, senior officials now marching towards the farm union leaders to convince them that do not disturb the law and order by entering into Haryana. And I think as of now, for the moment, they will not use any tear gas shell. Some stones are being thrown. Haryana government has put all these 3 trucks in mid of the bridge, and farmers are trying to push it and make ways for their tractors so that they can reach towards Delhi. So farmers, finally, they have managed to get through from the barricade. They are moving towards, they are almost into Haryana now. Despite presence of heavy deployment of police force on these borders, finally, their resistance seems to have paid off. They are moving towards Ambala district now. From here, they will have to face many barricades. They will have to see a strong resistance from cops here in Ambala district. And then they will move towards the subsequent districts, are on the way Kurukshetra, Karnal, and the same route which yesterday the Haryana farmers took to reach to Delhi. And you see on that overbridge, their farmers are already there who are welcoming them into Haryana. because yesterday and day before yesterday, many farm union leaders were arrested.
This is one of those customized tractors, you see, that most of the farmers who are now reaching Delhi or are on the approach roads of Delhi right now, they all have done it. They have abundant ration supply with them for the next 10 to 15 days. They have charging point here. You have got these teacups around. You have got a bulb here. They have got... Achha, ye bataiye, aap log kya kya leke chal rahe hain yahan par?
हमारे पास सभी चीजें हैं, खाने पीने की पूरी व्यवस्था है, पानी की पूरी व्यवस्था है, हमारे पास सिलेंडर है, गैस है।
आप देख रहे हैं कि पिछले कई दिनों से, पिछले दो तीन दिनों से पुलिस जो है फोर्स यूज कर रही है, लोगों को अरेस्ट कर रही है। हरियाणा में कई किसान नेताओं को अरेस्ट भी किया गया है, फिर भी आप जा रहे हैं इतना खतरा मोल लेके?
हम आप जा रहे हैं।
क्यों जा रहे हैं?
हम दिल्ली को जाने हैं भाई, जो काले कानून मोदी ने पास किया है उसको वापस ले, फिर वापस आएंगे, नहीं तो वापस नहीं आएंगे दिल्ली से।
Well, this is what Narendra Singh Tomar, the agriculture minister, had to say on the farmers' protests.
मैंने दो तीन दिन पहले ही सभी किसान यूनियन को 3 दिसंबर को पुनः बैठने के लिए अनुरोध किया है। मैं आपके माध्यम से सभी किसान भाइयों और बहनों को अनुरोध करना चाहता हूं कि सरकार पूरी तरह चर्चा के लिए तैयार है, चर्चा के माध्यम से ही रास्ते निकलते हैं, इसलिए कृपा करके वो अपने आंदोलन को स्थगित करें, चर्चा के लिए आएं और हम उनका चर्चा और स्वागत करने के लिए तैयार हैं।
Well, joining us now, Naresh Gujral, the Rajya Sabha MP of the Shiromani Akali Dal, somebody who's been following this very, very closely, obviously, for a very long time. Remember, the Shiromani Akali Dal had withdrawn from the NDA as a result of their concerns on the farmers' bills. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us. How is this at one level, and perhaps the biggest single issue, is that there is no written assurance of minimum support price being assured to farmers? Had that been given, then would these farmers' bills have been acceptable?
No. Vishnu, there are two issues here. One is the minimum support price. The farmers want two things to happen. That the private mandis, they have no objection to, provided it is incorporated in the law that anybody buying from the private mandis will have to pay the minimum support price. Now, they are not willing to go by just verbal assurances anymore. And they know one thing, that when they take their surplus to these private mandis, because the buyer is not bound by law, they will not get the MSP there. That is number one. Number two, the basic fear is, especially for the farmer in Punjab, in Haryana, West UP, up until now, FCI has been procuring almost all their produce that they brought to the mandis. But they fear that going forward, FCI, at the behest of Government of India, will not buy all that they have to offer. And when they are left with the surplus produce, they will have no option but to go to private mandis where they will not get a fair price. Right. Now, they want both these things incorporated into law.
Mr. Gujral, the government has said, and it's not on a document, which is what makes it problematic, but everybody from the Prime Minister down have said that the minimum support price will be ensured. Why is that assurance not enough?
Because there's a trust deficit. This is exactly what we were saying in Parliament, that please don't rush through it. Send it to a select committee, call all the stakeholders, you hear them out, and address the issues now before you pass the law. Now we passed the law, and now we are giving them assurances, but I'm very unfortunate, but there's a huge trust deficit. Okay. You are telling a person that these bills will benefit you, and the beneficiary is saying, no, I'm going to be harmed. So it doesn't make sense.
Mr. Gujral, one of the other key concerns was that big agri firms would actually move into areas where there are small farmers. And by and large in India, we've got small farmers and small plots, and that farmers would be made to sign contracts with companies even before the crop is ready. This is something that would mean that farmers are essentially signing a document which would end up being very disadvantageous to them. That's another concern, isn't it?
Exactly. And this is again where we said that once you send it to a select committee, we would have called the representatives of the farmers, we would have called the government bodies would have been there. Something a wire media would have worked out to the satisfaction of the farmers. Today I'm telling you, the farmer is feeling very insecure. And that is why, despite COVID, despite the cold weather, he's braving the weather, he's on the roads, and the poor farmer is agitating peacefully. I don't understand why the state, especially Haryana, is trying to suppress them so ruthlessly. This is reminiscent of 1982, when Bhajan Lal tried to stop every Sikh who was coming into Delhi. And I know the anger that it created in Punjab at that time. And we are ensuring now that the farmers who were till now peaceful will become angry, and then this violence will start. This is most unfortunate.
All right. So you are worried about violence going forward, right? These farmers will continue their protests.
Obviously, because of the state.
Are you saying that they will continue their protests?
I'm saying it is the constitutional right.
Correct.
It is a constitutional right of every Indian to protest peacefully. What are they saying? They want to come to Delhi and they want to protest peacefully. Why are we stopping them? I mean, they've come in the past also. There have been other governments also. Now, we are not in a dictatorship that you won't let them enter their own capital.
Just one point of clarification, because till recently you were part of the NDA, the oldest sort of ally of the BJP within the NDA. Harsimrat Kaur Badal was a cabinet minister in the government. She has, of course, been withdrawn. Then you decided to go part ways with the BJP, with the NDA. Did she not voice her concerns earlier on? Why is it that when these bills were ready, that you decided it's not going to work for you politically in Punjab and you had to leave? Were these concerns not adequately voiced when this was being prepared?
When this came up in the cabinet, she protested very loudly. She said this is going to harm the farmers in Punjab, Haryana and elsewhere. But an assurance was given to her that before the bills are brought in parliament, they will deal with the farm bodies and they will ensure that the farmers do not protest or that they accept whatever changes are being brought. So it is not that we kept quiet when this ordinance was brought before the cabinet.
Okay. All right, sir. Great speaking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on a day in which there have been all of these protests, farmers being prevented from entering Delhi. So the larger issue of what they're protesting about and perhaps even the bigger issue of their constitutional rights being denied today. Lalitha Kumaramangalam of the BJP joins us, as does Nikhil Day, co-convener of NCPRI, a social activist, and Gaurav Ballab of the Congress. Mrs. Kumaramangalam, let me come to you first. We'll talk about the larger issues, but why should farmers on Constitution Day be denied the right to come to the national capital to protest?
Vishnu, if you'll give me a couple of minutes where I'm not interrupted, I'll give you my reply. Now, first of all, while I quite agree with the fact that every citizen in this country is guaranteed the right to freedom under the Articles 19 to 22 of the Constitution,
yes,
the fact is no right is absolute. We are being told that theirs was a very peaceful demonstration all these months. But let's not forget that they had stopped trains from being run through Punjab. The amount of losses it caused to the railways is besides the point here. I'm not talking about the government. Think of the amount of losses that it caused to the northern states to which these trains were carrying freight. One. So when anybody, you, me, anybody else, says that I have the right to freedom, but it is at the cost of other people's right to the freedom, because the right to freedom includes the right to a life with dignity, which includes a lot of things, including safety, food, et cetera, right? Then how on earth do we say that it's always been a peaceful protest? And just about a minute ago, I heard the representative of the...
Mr. Naresh Gujral.
Yeah, Mr. Naresh Gujral, virtually threatening on national television that this protest will probably turn violent. I don't think that is the right to freedom that anybody has in any democracy in the world.
I don't think he was threatening, ma'am. I think it's his belief, and I hope that doesn't happen.
perhaps he talked about a lack of trust deficit. The trust deficit,
yes,
actually, the lack of it is probably now on both sides, not just on one side, and I'd like to make that very clear. Thirdly, it's not just the Prime Minister who has been talking about the fact that the MSP will be maintained. I think politics is being played here, and I'm sure everybody understands, despite the various political stances that even people on this program are going to take tonight. The fact is that MSP has already been raised, not just guaranteed by both the Prime Minister, Agriculture Minister, Agriculture Secretary, and everybody else, I think, in the government who's spoken about it, but also that it's actually been raised and paid already to farmers for the crop that has been collected over the last few
months. Ma'am, you've made lots of points.
Just one last point. When the Agriculture Minister himself has said very frankly that we've called him for talks on December 3rd, please do come. We will sit and we will sort it out.
Right.
I don't understand why they can't wait. It's 8 days away. There is no need for all the hullabaloo that happened today.
Let me just take this across at this stage, ma'am. Ma'am, we've heard you out and you've made lots of points. It's only fair that I...
Think about the problems.
Sure. Ma'am, I have to go to my other panelists also. I want to go across to Nikhil Day. Mr. Day, the point being mentioned by Mrs. Kumara Mangalam is that besides anything else, this is a deeply political issue. And that the politics being played out at the level of the farmers as well, politics being played out by state governments in Punjab, for example, is this the case? Or is it just, as far as you're concerned, about farmer rights disassociated from what political parties may be doing?
So, Vishnu, of course there's politics. Who denies that there is politics? And there's politics in every single thing that happens in parliament and in a democracy. But this is way beyond politics. The way these laws were pushed through, actually first by ordinance and then, as Mr. Gujral said, without even sending them to a select committee, farmers were repeatedly saying, groups were saying, civil society was saying, discuss it. And this is a government that is refusing to discuss things. If you do not discuss, of course, there will be trust deficit. And of course, the assurances will not be understood because you have just pushed through what you are determined to say. However you are determined to say it, all these three bills, the farmers are now saying repeal them. You had a chance to be able to talk to them, to send them to parliamentary committees. And you won't on something so controversial, on something on which there are differing points of view at the very least. And why should farmers in this cold and in COVID come out? That is not politics. That is where they really feel a sense of fear, a sense of apprehension. As it is, they are fighting with their backs to the wall. As it is, during COVID, they are the ones who have produced and kept the economy going. We have to listen to them. And by listening to them, what if these laws could have been discussed with them properly so that you're giving assurances of minimum support price? It could have been done across the table where they would have felt secure. No group is that illogical that it does not want to take things that are to its advantage. Here, keeping them away, it's not just a question on Constitution Day. The Constitution of this country says you can come to Delhi. Now, if a few people are violent somewhere, take action against them, but do not take action against democracy. You cannot bar all protests. You cannot bar people. First, you thrust a law down the throat of people, and then you do not even listen to them. You do not even hear their protests. You cannot have that situation. And Vishnu, the last point I want to make, what Mrs. Kumara Mangalam made, that if you close all avenues of protest, then people will sit on the roads and will sit on tracks. That's not violence. They have no place. You are not making democratic space available. BJP and every single party has used democratic space. That's the strength of this country. That itself is being undermined, along with undermining the farmers who are the backbone of the economy.
All right. I just want to go across to Gaurav Valla before I come back to Mrs. Kumara Mangalam. Gaurav, the point being stressed by the BJP throughout the day is that there are a very large number of farmers who have been misled into believing wrongly that their interests are not being protected. How would you respond to that?
See, Vishnu, if farmers are protesting something, you will say they got misled. If a literate people are protesting, you will say they are urban Naxals. If a literate women are protesting for their rights, you will call them as a feminazi. When the tribals are protesting, you will say they are Naxals. we are fed up with their nomenclature. Basic question is very simple. And I ask madam on the show from the BJP that, madam, you said that MSP is assured. Answer my three questions. How a farmer is going to get MSP, where he is going to get a MSP, and who is the concerned authority who is giving right, okay, who is duty bound to pay the MSP.
So then let Mrs. Kumaramangalam answer. Where will the farmer get MSP? Which agency is going to give it? And how is it going to be guaranteed? Go ahead.
Correct. First, let's remember that the person who first assured the country's farmers that MSP is not going to be scrapped, nor will the government allow people to not pay the farmers MSP, is the Prime Minister himself.
But it's not in the document, ma'am.
And let me finish, Vishnu, please. I'm sure you'll all agree that as the head of the government, he has both the authority and the responsibility to see that what he says in public, this was not said in private to, you know, from one person to another or to a particular farmers organization or a particular party, etc. It was declared in public more than once. After the Prime Minister, aside from all other ministers who may not be dealing with the department, the Agriculture Minister, Mr. Tomar himself, has also repeated this again and again. Thirdly, obviously, when the Prime Minister makes this statement, it is the government that will assure that MSP is paid to the farmers, wherever and whenever need it is going to be, I mean, wherever and whenever the farmers are going to be selling their produce, surplus or not. Thirdly, when it is again being now repeatedly said that we are calling you for talks, come and sit across the table. We do want to talk to you. We understand your problems, your apprehensions, etc. Why is that not being taken on board? May I ask the spokesperson of the Congress that? Why are you ignoring that? Why are you pretending that that is not happening?
All right, ma'am, let's answer some of your questions as well. Gaurav, just to that one question, because I want to go back to Mr. Nikhil Day. Why aren't you being patient and going and talking to the agriculture minister who says he's willing to talk? Why these dharnas right now in this cold and during COVID?
Vishnu, had you in your show only, at the initial part of your show, you had shown the agriculture minister's comment. 3 December ko milenge. Kya shubh maurat hai kya? 11:11 minute ka maurat hai kya? Mananiya Mantri ji, when 62 crore farmers of our country are asking for their rights, they are on the road during the COVID time in a cold wave of November. Agriculture Minister is saying 3 December ko milenge. Koi moret decide kiya hai kya? Second thing, Vishnu, how, where and who she can't answer. Another question, because she said when Prime Minister says something, it is a government will. Madam, Prime Minister had asked, promised the country that he is going to create 2 crore jobs a year. Now, if it is not created, where the
young people
should
go? Okay, so let's stick to the farmer's bill.
I'm just giving one example. I don't want to take this forward.
All right, Gaurav, one second. You've answered on a couple of specific points. Nikhil Day, one of the biggest concerns over here is the entry of large companies into areas where small farmers operate. And apparently these large companies will ensure that small farmers are forced to sign documents and will have to sell their produce at a disadvantage to the farmers. The opposite perspective of this is that there would be larger economies of scale, there would be greater opportunities for farmers, the MSP would be assured, and ultimately you would have one nation, one farmer. That's the counter argument. What is the biggest fear here as far as the big agri companies coming into these small villages is?
Vishnu, it's just those different points of view. And I think one should take those different points of view at face value. It is a completely different perspective about what the future of the Indian farmer and Indian agriculture is going to be. India is giving 60% employment through agriculture because it is little farmers. And they are actually making their own, they are trying with their backs to the wall to make their own two ends meet and produce enough for the country. It is also giving food security to the country. And if we think agribusiness should come in, which is what these three laws do in different ways, they actually make huge space for companies. And that is the truth. That is what should be admitted by the people who are trying to push it instead of having the cake and eating it too. When you are letting in large companies and you're saying they will create their own markets, when you are saying they will create, they will be able to come in to do this kind of contract farming, when you are not going to keep track of how much is going to be stored, you are going to change the face of Indian agriculture. And that is causing problem to all those farmers there. They have great insecurity, apprehensions, everything else from that. And you cannot then say, we will call you. I believe there was one round of talks today. Again, there was no assurances. This goes back to the time that first these ordinances were passed. Ordinance Raj will not work in a democratic country. And then practically the same way it was passed through parliament, through a session of parliament, where there was no, there was a refusal to take it to the select committee. What Mr. Gujral said was absolutely right. Take it to at least parliamentary committees. Actually, okay. It needs to go much further. And there are today stopping people, Vishnu, all over the country, all over. It's not just Haryana and Punjab. It is farmers. There are people who are sitting in Rajasthan because UP police is not letting them through. There are people from Madhya Pradesh, from Karnataka, from Maharashtra sitting at the Dholpur border. And what Mrs. Kumara Mangalam said, where will they go? They are sitting now on the road. And that's where you'll have, you are creating all other problems.
And I think that causes so many other problems in this present situation. What's going to happen? Will the government bend if these farmers want to keep talking? What's wrong with that? They should be allowed perhaps to protest peacefully in the national capital.
Correct. And then have discussions with them. Of course, not violently. Of course.
I'd like peacefully. To thank you all very much for joining us. This is a story we'll keep tracking on NDTV 24/7 and all of our networks. It's a huge issue concerning the lives of millions of farmers in India.